Sam's Music News.
Hey, coming up on November 30th, not too long away, Disney is going to have a holiday sing-along. You know how earlier this year they did a couple of just sing-alongs when we were all starting to be locked in.
Right.
And they were like
they got tired of that, didn't they?
Gangbusters. So they're going to do one for the holidays.
Yes.
Bunch of folks coming in to sing holiday songs. Seacrest is the host.
Nice.
Let's see here. We're going to have Katy Perry. She'll be doing Cozy Little Christmas.
She's going to look fantastic, too.
Yes. Pink's got the Christmas song. Kerry Washington's in here. BTS.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Derek and Julianne Hough.
Wow.
Woo.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé is going to be singing.
Wow.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey.
Yeah.
And they're going to have some of the cast from The Lion King, Aladdin, and Frozen doing some of their songs as well, since they haven't been doing anything on Broadway in a long time. November 30th, that's going to be on ABC.
Good for the whole family, that.
Disney property. Hey, maybe you know the lead singer of this band called Journey. Listen to his voice. His name is Steve Perry.
Yeah.
He's got a new album coming out December 4th.
Now, solo?
A couple years ago, he put out an album called Traces. It was solo stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's decided, you know what? I like the songs, but they were really meant to be quiet acoustic. So he redid the whole album and did it acoustically. Here's one of the songs called Most of All.
To the ones who've lost their most.
Sounds like Steve.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, it sounds
pretty good.
Strong.
I'm glad to hear that. And he said, as far as folks wondering when's he going to tour again, well, obviously we got to get past COVID. And he says he's putting out another album next year, so maybe we'll see it after that. And a little flashback retro fun for you here, Murphy.
Yeah.
Tower Records is coming back online.
Oh, yeah. I used to love to buy CDs there.
I think I bought Van Halen there.
I miss a record store atmosphere. I loved it.
Yeah. You're still going to miss it because they're not.
I know.
They went into bankruptcy
online
14 years ago, but they're bringing it back online. Vinyl, cassettes, CDs, all the merch, and even tickets to events, concerts, and
their
stuff.
Their merch, cool. Like Tower Records merch?
Well,
or
you know
just
they're
going
to sell artist merch, too.
That's awesome.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, a really good gift idea for anyone who has a little one in their life and facing a COVID Christmas.
Catch anything you missed on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast, and we will also do another Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast later today.
I want to do something here a little early this year. After Thanksgiving, when you get back into the swing of things in your life, we'll be rocking gift-a-day ideas for you.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, just all kinds of ideas, simple things as well this year, because if we've ever needed a simple Christmas, we need it this year. But I wanted to throw this one out early because it just struck me the other day when I went to read to my pawpaw and spent that time with him again because he can't see to read anymore and he loves that. And then when you were talking about Hollis, Sam, your grandson, and playing pickup sticks with him. Okay, so there are a lot of people who have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, whatever, in their lives who they may not get to spend actual one-on-one time with this year because of COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who's daughter moved to Japan and had a baby, and they were going to be traveling back and forth all year, and then COVID.
Yeah.
And she has not seen her grandchild, like, you know, and it's like, except on video.
Right.
She hasn't smelled that skin. I mean, can you believe? It's killing her. Well, anyway, reading to Pawpaw, and then you talking about Hollis, Sam, it made me realize how special and personal a voice is.
Yeah.
And you remember, you can order or go to a bookstore and buy a book that you can read and record your voice into and send it to someone, a child especially.
Yeah.
Children love to have books read to them. I don't know the name and the company. There's probably...
Oh, they also have stuffed animals that have their recorder built into
Right.
You can record a line or two.
Oh, that's even... Well, it might be sweeter.
So are you thinking of doing this for Pawpaw for the Bible, too?
No. In fact, I asked him at the end of our session the other day. I said, Pawpaw, would you like us to, for Christmas, get you like a professional reading of the Bible? And he was like, no. He says, I like this visit.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be the case. Yeah. So you're right. I mean, that voice...
Right.
Is the gift.
I think that Sam, you could, I know you got to see Hollis, which you're lucky right now and wonderful and all that, but you could record reading something to him, a garbage truck book or a Christmas book or something.
Change my voice
and
too,
he would have it forever.
Well, at least until the battery dies.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
I'll let you know what's going to become of Black Panther now that Chadwick Boseman is gone.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
One thing that's still hard to believe about 2020 is that we lost Chadwick Boseman. And he brought us, of course, a lot of great work. But Black Panther.
What do you know about Wakanda?
Textiles? Shepherds? Cool outfits.
He was perfect for that. I also fell in love with him in Get On Up.
He was amazing.
James Brown. Yeah. And you can't fake that. Head to toe, he was James. Okay, so.
And this was so shocking because he didn't let anybody know that he was battling cancer at all.
I know, for like 4 years or something like that. Okay, so when Chadwick Boseman died and it was announced in August, I mean, I guess we haven't heard Marvel talk about it yet, but the makers, the people, the executive producers behind Black Panther, there was more Black Panther planned.
Yeah.
Okay, in the Marvel Universe, and rightly so. So the big question is, what now? And there has been the idea floated about a CGI of Chadwick Boseman, but the filmmakers said no way. Okay. No way. He's not with us. We've lost our superhero, and we lost the man as well. So we're not going to do that. We're not even going to think about it yet. We're still mourning Chad. We're not thinking about it yet. There's plenty of other Marvel stories to tell. Yeah. So there will be a Black Panther in the future. It won't be a CGI, and I don't want that either.
Maybe they'll use his sister.
Someone will have to step up.
The character sister.
Right.
Coming up next.
Going to hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
Yeah, we want to know about your unusual Thanksgiving traditions, the ones that you know are only in your family. Coming to you next, Amber. It may be a different Thanksgiving for you this year, but we want to hear about it.
Yeah.
What do you do every year that's different and you know specific to your family only? 877-310-4MSJ.
What about you, Amber?
All right. So I have a story about how my husband and I became holiday stray.
Okay.
We are the stray cats of the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got a divorce, and I was divorced for several years, and the holidays were so tumultuous because it was a fight every year over who was getting what day and, you know, when the kids were switching and the kids were bouncing back and forth 10 times. And I said, you know what? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You take them on Christmas Day. We will have Groundhog Christmas the day after, so it's like Groundhog Day.
Nice. The kids
wake up, and they literally come to us. I have Christmas the next day. But the very first Thanksgiving that I was without them, I posted an emotional post on Facebook in tears and said, is anybody without their children this Thanksgiving? Because my heart is breaking, and I know yours is too. And would anybody like to get together? And some friends of ours called and said, hold on, wait, why are you looking for a place to go? You know you're a part of our family.
Yeah.
Why don't you come here? So it started that way, and now 6 years later, we call ourselves the Holiday Strays because we're always in the family group text.
Yeah.
What time dinner is, what everybody's bringing. And then last year, they got us a set of T-shirts that say, we may be Holiday Strays, but always in the family.
Oh, my God, you're giving me chills with this.
Well, and I can't sit and be upset about that kind of stuff. You just make it what you want it to be, and the kids follow suit. And, like, our kids love it. We literally have a little groundhog that hides on our Christmas tree, and our kids come in, and that's the first thing they do is race in the door. Mm-hmm. And whoever finds the groundhog Christmas ornament gets all the spare change for the year.
Oh,
it was like wow.
Man, there's a deal.
Amber, you win Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, figuring it out no matter what your situation.
You make it what you want it to be. We have our stray family, and then we have our real family. So we get to celebrate, you know, 3, 4, 5 times. Whereas, you know,
so cool.
People who fight over it just ruin it for themselves.
Right.
So,
they do.
Super happy.
That's great, Amber. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm also going to remember that. You make it what you want it to be.
Yeah. I love the fact that traditions just pop up out of nowhere like that.
Yeah,
you know?
The best kind. 877-310-4MSJ to join us and tell us yours. Sam, we finally have our binge back on at the house, me and Murphy, and I wanted to tell you about it. Now, you won't dig this because I know you cannot stand period pieces.
Sam. I don't understand why Sam doesn't like period pieces.
You know, I went to Sammy and Melissa, my son and daughter-in-law's house, Sunday.
Yeah.
And when I walk in, they had this giant cake plate there. And it's like, oh, yeah, the Melissa and her girlfriends had Pride and Prejudice night last night. And I was like, well, thank God I wasn't invited.
The Keira Knightley one?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, if she's listening, Melissa, that's the best one.
Who knows
it's
what it was.
It's on Netflix again. Mm-hmm. It's like a 15-year anniversary of that one, and that's a good one.
You know, I hear you talking, but...
Dame Judi Dench is in that movie.
Period,
and it's really good. Okay, so one of the shows that caught my attention and captured my imagination a couple seasons ago, was The Crown on Netflix. And then I started watching it a couple of episodes in, and I was like, Murphy, I know it's a chick show, but you would love this. And of course, season 4 debuted Sunday.
All I want is to be loved. It's all any of us want from you.
Enter the Diana character. So they're up to season 4, Princess Diana, Margaret Thatcher in this one, played by Gillian Anderson, okay? So there was a lot of buzz about season 4 being released on Sunday. I've got girlfriends who stayed up and binged the whole thing.
Oh,
starting
really?
Sunday,
already?
Binging it.
Wow.
I do.
So it's not once a week.
No, it's Netflix.
All of it at
when
once.
It lands, it lands, okay? The whole season.
But I feel like you have to watch it one episode at a time to just digest and enjoy it.
You do. Every episode is like a movie, and kind of like Game of Thrones used to be.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, epic. But we stopped watching it after season 2. You want to know why? Because Murphy was in love with the actress Claire Foy.
Let's not overcomplicate matters unnecessarily. My name is Elizabeth.
She was amazing.
In love with the young queen.
Then she was out.
In love
when
with
they
the young
queen. The queen.
Well, when you heard that season 3 was a whole change of cast, because they're into the mid 60s now.
Yeah.
We're watching.
But you know, so we did start season 3, and Olivia, what's her last name? The actress that plays her
Coleman.
Now. Olivia Coleman is just as unbelievable. What's amazing to me is both of these actresses have really, there's no difference. When you sit and you watch season 3, the face is different, the voice is a little bit different, but the actions, the speech, it's the same. It's amazing how they just own
the
role.
They got you, so I got Murphy watching another girly show with
me. Yes, I don't think it's a girly show. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and like us on Instagram, too. Or follow us on Instagram, I should say. Or you can text or call us at 877-310-4MSJ.
Before we get to what to cook for Thanksgiving this year, even if it's a small Thanksgiving, did you hear about the child from The Mandalorian, Sam?
Baby Yoda?
Yeah. Well, if you're a real Star Wars person, he's called the child.
Yeah,
Baby Yoda is the pop culture.
Yeah, but everybody calls him Baby Yoda.
Okay, the child.
Baby Yoda
took a ride on the SpaceX mission. Did you hear about that? One of the astronauts took a little Baby Yoda with him, and that means Baby Yoda, the child, is in space right now.
Okay,
I like that.
That's cute.
I think that's cute.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a fan. There's a fan in that.
Yeah.
Group of astronauts. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cute. You know that. Favreau loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Thanksgiving, a little over a week away. Maybe different this year, but if you're getting together and eating with the family, we've got some family favorite recipes at murphysamandjody.com. All of our favorites. Sweet potato casserole and cornbread dressing and even cheese straws and desserts and all that kind of stuff. Sam's corn...
Souffle.
So check them out at murphysamandjody.com.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Good morning. I was listening to you guys this morning, and I heard you guys calling it corn souffle. We have it every year at Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we call it corn pudding because it's kind of like a thicker pudding consistency. But just wanted to add in my 2 cents. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
You know what?
It's thicker. I mean, that's what it is.
It's like
it's
pudding.
Just, you know, you put souffle, it's like saying estate sale instead of garage sale.
Yeah, well, you
it's fancy.
Well, I know what it is when you say corn pudding because I'm not fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're funny with that you realize the estate sale and the garage sale.
Yeah.
They're totally different things.
I know.
Typically, people who put on garage sales are still alive.
Well, yeah, honey, can we clean out some of this junk and sell it? And an estate sale is so-and-so died.
Yeah, okay. I just meant fancy. Okay. Souffle, fancy,
and also,
pudding.
Sam, you're looking at the estate sale, garage sale thing from the consumer perspective, not from the family perspective. That's why he's saying it's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. Thank you. Call us anytime. Obviously, get in on the madness. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your next Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, you can only have 5 foods for the rest of your life. It's a crazy little game we're going to play next. had an impromptu lunch with one of my best girlfriends the other day, whose name is Jody. Anyway, so we have this lunch together, and on the way out, I don't know why we were talking about fast food, because we had just eaten not fast food. But she was like, you know, chicken. She said, you know, McDonald's chicken nuggets. I guess they're called McNuggets. She said they're on my list of five. And I was like, oh, wait, we had dinner with them recently, and they told us about their game, their family game of the list of five. Five foods that you can have if you're on a deserted island for the rest of your life. Only five, but you can have it unlimited. You can have it. You could have the same food every day for 5 days in a row.
Does this have to involve a drink, too, or are drinks just free?
I'm glad
free?
You asked the question.
Is there a beverage dispenser?
Drinks are free.
Okay.
There might as well be a what do you call that thing? What's that thing?
Freestyle fountain?
Freestyle machine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So don't include those. You just want food.
Yeah. And I thought it was so funny that Chicken McNuggets was in her five. But she's like, no, I'm serious. They're in my five. And I never knew that about her, that she loves those nuggets. Anyway, so I thought I'd have fun with it. And I posted it on our Facebook page. Raquel says bacon, steaks, brisket, hamburgers, and crab legs. Wow. Those are the five foods. Huh. Those are good. Meat eater right there.
Yeah.
Jill says pizza, burgers, steak, potatoes, and crabs. Crabs again.
Yeah. What's with the crabs?
I don't know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Did you do five? If you're on an island, it's probably easy to catch them.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
No, the idea is it's coming to you on a silver platter.
I said other four don't show up. At least you got crabs.
Yeah. So, you know, look, lump crab meat is one of those things. That's why it costs $1,000 a pound. It's really good.
You are right. Yeah. That's why. That's why you want that for the rest of your life. It's a tough list to make. Sam, would pizza make your list?
Yeah.
It'd totally.
Be pizza, fries, probably chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah. And one more. Very important.
And
something your mom made?
Shrimp. Fried shrimp.
Ah, good. Good stuff. And I want to read this one from Linda. Pizza, Chick-fil-A's chicken breakfast bowl, cheesecake, homemade chicken noodle soup, and McDonald's sausage McMuffin.
Oh, God.
I love it when you're specific. Yeah. Linda, it's fun. Keep it coming. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram anytime.
Next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Take you inside of this battle between Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Swifties, Taylor Swift fans, we got some news. There you go.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
You know about her first six albums being sold out from under her, and she's going to re-record the first six albums.
She's already started re-recording them.
She has. So she shared some behind the scenes of the sale of that and said, like, this is the second time my music's been sold without my knowledge. She was super mad about it. So Scooter Braun is the thorn in her side again here. He sold the masters to an investment group controlled by Roy Disney's children, the group called Shamrock Holdings, for $300 million. Now, Taylor and Shamrock Holdings had explored this partnership.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she wanted out of it because it was going to benefit Scooter.
Yeah,
she was
there's still a clause in there that Scooter's still going to make money on the deal.
Well, and that's the deal that he has worked with them, and he is making money on the deal. And so she said that's when she's out. She tweeted out that that's the deal breaker. Scooter's participation is a non-starter, according to Taylor.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened. She has begun recording all six albums, and she's going to re-release them. So complicated, but such a big deal in the music world, you've not heard the end of it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I found out the number one thing that you should never say to an ex, and
yay, Sam.
And then I went and said it. You know, whenever, and I was married, and I know you guys do it too, Murphy and Jody, but usually when you
say... Well, Sam, which one are you talking about specifically?
It doesn't matter. All
each
of them.
Time, okay.
Each time, yeah.
Married.
When you hang up with somebody, it's like, I love you, goodbye.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my kids... It's always, I love you, goodbye, or even in person, I love you, goodbye.
Yes.
Right.
I was talking to ex number two on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And it was, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, no.
And apparently my mind was just somewhere else.
Oh, Sam.
Jack was in the car with me. This is his mom. And I was like, okay. All right. Love you. And she goes, blah! Starts laughing. Jackson starts laughing his head off.
Oh, that's good. Like, see, you bring comedy even when you...
Yeah, when you don't intend to.
I can see. But it's like there was a split second of terror in my
yeah.
in me.
Aww. Sure.
Because
yeah.
it's like, you don't say that, but because of our relationship, Sam's the funny one, and it was okay.
And she knows it's a slip-up.
Yeah.
The fact that she laughed immediately, she let you off the hook.
Right.
Because she could have played
honestly.
That to where she was like, what?
I'm sorry, yeah. what did you say?
And that was my, it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's like,
Don't tell me that you love me after
yeah.
well,
after everything that you did, that'd be good. Oh!
But I think that is, I don't know if it's Pavlovian or what the term would be, habit.
Routine.
But, I mean, if I'm not paying attention, I've had close calls before with coworkers or, you know, one of our bosses.
I've almost told Sam that I love him.
Well, I do love Sam. I love him in a different way than you, Murphy.
I've had the same thing, and it always seems to involve a phone call. Just like, ooh, think before you say that.
Yeah.
Well, it just shows you how our brains bounce all over the place like that, so...
It also makes me think, okay, so mean it when you say it. Think about it.
Yeah.
If you do say it, mean it.
Don't throw it away.
If I'm throwing it out like that, that means it's just a, you know.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. All right, love you, bye. No, mean it if you say I love you.
Yeah.
I know that you do mean it when you say it. The fact that you attached it to something so familiar is all that means because you get used to saying it a lot. That's all. Yeah.
I just hadn't told that person I loved them in what, like 14 years.
And you got lucky with that response.
Well, I guess the only thing that'll be weird is if she does that to you the next time.
She should.
Yeah, at least I didn't hear it. Love you too. Oh,
no! Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Three things to know today. Some good news on the COVID-19 vaccine and what you need to know, kids, about Santa behind plexiglass this year.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, as new closures happening across the country and a lot of restrictions being put in place, good news on the COVID-19 vaccine front. This other pharmaceutical company, Moderna, reporting that their vaccine is over 94% effective and it's in its third phase.
Oh.
So it's going to be some good results there.
Pfizer said over 90%. They're saying over 94%.
Yeah, and Moderna's vaccine can be shipped and stored in standard freezers and fridges. Like, there are a lot of trucks already with that.
Gotcha.
And the Pfizer one apparently had to be in ultra-cold temperatures. So just science.
Yeah.
Science at work. It's going to be fast-tracked. Number two, Hurricane Iota.
Where did this one come from?
Extraordinary.
Amazing.
It came from 2020.
Well, yeah.
It's the 30th named storm in our season, and it's extremely dangerous. Made landfall last night as a Category 4 in Nicaragua. Extremely dangerous, so definitely going to be watching that. And number three today, I want children who are listening to hear me about mall Santas this year.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
I want you to know there are a lot of places that will still have Santa there for you to come see. It just will be different this year behind plexiglass. A lot of places are doing.
Yeah.
You can still walk up and speak to Santa. You can
still
touch hands between the glass.
Yeah.
And that's actually probably good news for some children who don't want to sit on a stranger's lap.
Hmm.
So just know you can still talk to Santa this year, we promise.
Three things to know today. Like it?
Yeah. Guys, we have to talk about Barbie.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie
That was my favorite
world.
Toy growing up. And dressing her, when I got up and got dressed in the morning, I also dressed her. And it was the happiest day of my life when I got a three-story Barbie house with an elevator. And of course, I lost it in a flood.
Yeah.
Don't laugh, Sam.
That's what you were told, yeah.
That's
no,
still a very
I watched it float away.
Oh, man.
It hurt.
How can this be worse? You can watch it.
The so, you know, both of our girls had, you know, the Barbie
especially
playhouses.
Phoebe.
And Phoebe really, you know, loved that.
Phoebe had a couple of Barbie houses at one point. It was like, I've got to give these to another girl who will play with them now.
And Ken was spending the night a lot. You remember that?
Ken was creepy.
It was that kind of relationship.
They would eat dinner together, and then he would get in the elevator and go up.
Wait for Barbie.
They had separate rooms.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
Dad made sure they were in separate rooms.
Actually, I'm almost positive he slept on the couch. Like in real life.
All right, listen.
Ken's in the doghouse.
The Mattel's Barbies of all kinds have been selling like crazy. There's a Barbie boom since coronavirus. More people and kids at home. And Legos, too. I think that's wonderful because get back to actual play. That's a child's job is to actually play with things. Mm-hmm. It is. And so Barbie and Mattel, they're releasing all these new types of Barbies. They promised this a year or two ago, more diverse. And so now they're here. If you go online, Target, Walmart, Amazon, if you want to look, or if you go into the stores, they're there now.
Aren't Barbies they Barbie Extra or something
with
they're called?
Barbie Extra, Extra line. Yeah. Different skin tones, different hair textures, different body sizes, different facial structure.
Different color hair.
And I'm going to tell you why this matters to me. I mean, it's fine with I could play with any Barbie doll, and I didn't care what mm-hmm. she looked like. I just enjoyed play. But the first time someone showed me a redheaded Barbie, now her hair was like that really red.
Like strawberry?
No, her hair was red like Ariel. Red. So I couldn't relate to that, but I also liked it. I was like, wow, she's redheaded. And I was like, she's mine.
You identified with her. Yeah.
She's mine. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that's so cool for them, Mattel, to do this so that, I don't know, a kid can more closely identify with the role play.
Right.
But look for it.
The one thing that will never change, though, is by the time you're 10 years old, you have a bucket full of Barbies.
And Barbie heads.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next we're going to hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
What tradition makes your family Thanksgiving all your own? No one else does this. Alicia, coming to you next. What Thanksgiving traditions do you do every year that you know it's specific to your family? 877-310-4MSJ.
What's yours, Alicia?
About 8 years ago, we started putting out a specific paper cloth on a table. Mm-hmm. And every year, we write what we are thankful for that year.
Yeah.
And then we say that, you know, we fold it up and we put it in a, you know, a plastic bag. And then every year we get it back out.
Yeah.
We read what we were thankful for that year. We always put the year, the date, the year that we're doing it.
Nice.
And then we write that year. And, of course, the most special one is 5 years ago, which was the last Thanksgiving that we had with our dad.
Mm.
And so it's really special to see, you know, his handwriting on there.
Yeah.
You know, we lost him a few years after we started the tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes him still be a part of Thanksgiving because his handwriting's there.
It's there,
and
yeah.
Like his presence there.
Oh, that's cool.
And, of course, one of the number one things that he was thankful for was, I am thankful for my family. So it's just really cool.
It's simple, beautiful.
But special.
I have a couple questions. Do people write like a sentence or two, or is it like one or two, like bullet points?
They write a couple sentences, or, you know, they have their own little corner and they can write, you know, little paragraph.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay, and so this is also a very strange question to me, but there's never anything spilled on this? Like, never? You don't have to?
No, it's on a designated, like a little card table in the corner of the room.
Oh.
And then, so we just kind of have decoration on it. So it's not a tablecloth that we eat on.
Got it.
It's just a designated on the card table.
When you said cloth.
It's too special to eat on now.
Yeah. I'm thinking gravy spill.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alicia.
I was thinking the same thing you are, Jody. You
know,
it's covered in gravy and cranberry, and you put it in the bag till next year.
But now we know it's a separate table.
Yeah. Well, and that
it's
would,
like sacred.
That would certainly be high risk with me sitting there, as you know, Jody.
Yeah, the tablecloth and the sweater.
Yeah.
Okay, 877-310-4MSJ. Let's hear yours.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
One thing that's still hard to believe about 2020 is that we lost Chadwick Boseman. And he brought us, of course, a lot of great work. But Black Panther.
What do you know about Wakanda?
Textiles, shepherds, cool outfits.
He was perfect for that. I also fell in love with him in Get On Up.
He was amazing.
James Brown. Yeah. And you can't fake that. Head to toe, he was James. Okay, so.
And this was so shocking because he didn't let anybody know that he was battling cancer at all.
I know, for like 4 years or something like that. Okay, so when Chadwick Boseman died and it was announced in August, I mean, I guess we haven't heard Marvel talk about it yet, but the makers, the people, the executive producers behind Black Panther, there was more Black Panther planned.
Yeah.
Okay, in the Marvel Universe, and rightly so. So the big question is, what now? And there has been the idea floated about a CGI of Chadwick Boseman, but the filmmakers said no way.
Okay.
No way. He's not with us. We've lost our superhero, and we lost the man as well. So we're not going to do that. We're not even going to think about it yet. We're still mourning Chad. We're not thinking about it yet. There's plenty of other Marvel stories to tell. Yeah. So there will be a Black Panther in the future. It won't be a CGI, and I don't want that either. Maybe they'll use his sister. Someone will have to step up.
The character sister.
Right. So we were telling you earlier that Barbie, Mattel, has released this Barbie line, the extra line of new Barbies in all different sizes, shapes, skin tones, hair textures. I love it. But you understand I love Barbie anyway. Barbie was my favorite toy growing up, and there was some trauma associated with it too because of the flood, and I lost my Barbie house in the flood, and I had to watch it float away.
What happened to the redheaded Barbie you had?
I don't know.
No.
I don't remember what happened.
You lost your Barbies and your Barbie house? Or
I lost the Barbie Corvette, too. Like, it all was gone in the flood. But I was also at that age where I was not playing with her as much anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man.
The Barbie Corvette was stuck in the Barbie garage and just floated away with the house. Yeah.
Was this the pink Barbie Corvette?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ken used to ride in that one in our house, too. You know what I mean?
Ken was always such a side dude. That's the reason I loved Barbie. And I didn't care that she didn't look like me because most of my Barbies were blonde and, that typical old Barbie.
But you see how special the redheaded Barbie made you feel,
though. When the redheaded Barbie came along, I was like, she's mine. I think I got into a fight with my cousin about her being mine. I'm like, because look at my hair. I remember having that conversation.
Yeah.
But I love that. And you need to know that they're in stores now. And it's just to me, as
the extra ones.
Girl growing up, I didn't have a problem with Barbie not looking like me at all. But it did, it would make a girl even more comfortable with herself to
Absolutely.
See that
well,
if she was similar.
And I mean, you know, Barbie representing society as a whole is a very good idea.
Then let's be more diverse.
Right.
And the other trauma associated with it, you'll appreciate, Sam, is that one day before the flood, when I had the house set up, I went down the street to my friend's house and I said, do you want to come play Barbies with me? And we were hanging out and she walked down with me. It was kind of a block or two. And by the time I got back, I had it all set up and ready.
Yeah.
Well, my brother had gone in and he undid everything and put Ken and Barbie in
compromising positions.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And he made it look like I had done that. And when she walked in, I was mortified.
She turned right around and left, huh?
I don't remember.
You are sick, Jody.
Anyway, check it out. It's the Barbie Extra line from Mattel in stores now.
Jody posted on our Facebook page that if you were on an island and could only have five foods for the rest of your life, what would they be? And, you know, I mean, Sam threw out pizza for his. There are a lot of great ones.
Gotta
like, you
be.
Know, steak and others. But
bacon.
Jody, I didn't ask you what yours.
Mine are weird. I don't think I have my list compiled. But one of the ones that I said to my friend when she asked, because she threw in McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah,
and I'm
which
like,
I get
what?
That. Well, like the McDonald's cheeseburger to me is like a happy thought from childhood.
Yeah. I can't put that on my five, though.
You're not going to say salad, are you?
Yeah, you know how I love a salad.
You do love a good salad.
A big crunchy Caesar that really just slaps you in the face with flavor. I need that. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one that'll make you shake your head that's weird is I have to have a really good soup. You know I love soup.
You do? Okay. I don't think it's that weird.
Like a really good Sicilian chicken soup.
You know what one of mine is that nobody's mentioned yet?
What?
Tater tots.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You win, Murphy.
And you'll never miss a thing when you like our Facebook page. For example, whenever Jody goes Facebook Live. You can also follow us on Instagram and reach out anytime. We love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ.